Let me first of all congratulate you on your decision to be here tonight, because as a result of the information that you're going to be learning tonight and subsequent nights, what you're going to find is that your life works on a whole different dimension, that you're going to have personal power, that you're going to have awareness, that you're going to have understanding. And that's what this training is all about. It's a very unique adventure into the discovery of oneself, into the discovery of one's personal power. And the information that you're going to be learning in this training is information that has really been kept hidden from us for thousands of years. Our parents never taught it to us because they didn't know it. Our school systems don't teach it to us because they don't know it. Our religions don't teach it to us, although by and large many of the secrets of mind powers are contained in all the great religions, and yet they don't teach it to us. We have this amazing mechanism of power, and nobody has ever shown us how to work it. And that's what this training is all about, is learning about the mechanism of how your conscious and subconscious mind works, how consciousness and reality interact with one another, and learning to direct and manipulate and work with the most powerful forces you have in your life, your own thoughts. Now, there's two conditions to getting results from this training, and I'd like to go over them right from the beginning so that you don't fool yourself, so that you understand very clearly what these conditions are. Two main conditions to getting results from the training. The first condition is that you must come in with a clear and open mind. I want you to forget all your preconceived ideas and how you think the powers of the mind work or how you think life works. And I want you to come in and be prepared to experiment with these methods and techniques that I'm going to give you. Now, some of the things that I'm going to share with you are going to be very easily understood. You're going to say one of two things. You're either going to say, oh, I already know that, or you're going to say, oh, I never knew that before, but that makes sense. Yes, I understand that. Yes, I understand how doing this particular technique, I'm going to get this result in my life. Some of the things that I'm going to share with you are going to be very easily understood. Other things that I share with you, you won't understand in the beginning. You won't necessarily understand how this technique or this law applies in your life. Some of the things I'm going to share with you are going to contradict your reality, your experience of what happens in your life. But if you come in with a clear and open mind, and you're prepared to experiment with these techniques, then your initial hope or belief in the powers of the mind will be crystallized into absolute faith and certainty, because you will be demonstrating mind powers. And that's what it's all about, you demonstrating mind powers. But you must come in with a clear and open mind. It's like what I'm doing is I'm offering you some wine, and you hold out your wine glass, and it's already half full of wine, and I take this wine and I pour it in over the half full wine that you have. Well, you're not going to get a true taste of it. It's going to be like a dilution. And that's exactly what happens if you come into this training and you just take what I teach you here and add it on to your concepts, your ideas about life, or your ideas about the power of the mind. You're not going to get a true taste. What I would like you to do is I would like you to throw out your old wine, and I want you to taste this new wine that I'm offering you. If you like it, it's yours for the whole rest of your life. If you don't like it, then you throw it away and go back to your old ways of living. But you must come in with this clear and open mind. Be prepared to experiment with it. Be prepared to give me the benefit of the doubt, even if what I'm saying contradicts your understanding. Because some of the things are going to contradict your understanding of how you think life works. What I want you people to be is impressionable. And when I say impressionable, I don't mean gullible. I mean, I want you to impress upon your consciousness these laws, these techniques, these methods that I'm going to be sharing with you. That's the first one, to come in with a clear and open mind. The second condition on getting results from this training is that you must be prepared to work for it. I said that I ask and expect every person that comes into this training to spend between 20 and 30 minutes doing exercises that I will teach you. That's what's going to give you mind powers. There's a price to be paid for getting mind powers, and that price is not what you paid at the table before you got in here. That got you a seat in the room. It doesn't mean that you're going to get mind powers. In fact, I want to be very clear about one thing, and that is that you're not going to get mind powers by attending these sessions. These sessions will not give you mind powers. It's what you do with the techniques that you learn in the sessions that gives you mind powers. It's the exercises that give you mind powers. It's the exercises and techniques that awakens your personal power. But you must work for it. Oh, nobody's going to dislike this course. Everybody's going to be excited. Everybody's going to be thrilled. Everybody's going to be enthused. But I don't want you people to be excited and thrilled and enthused. I want you people to be transformed. And the only way that you get to be transformed is when you're demonstrating mind powers. I really enjoy this first session, especially the first part of the first session, because everybody's sort of sitting back there with their hands folded, thinking to themselves, this guy better be good. Spent a lot of money to get in here, I'll tell you. This guy better deliver. Well, I'll tell you something. You're going to know before tonight is over that you made a very wise choice to be here. But I want to emphasize very clearly that you are going to have to work for it. We're going to work together as a team. I'm going to show you what you have to do, but you have to do it. So those are the two conditions to getting results from this training. First of all, come in with a clear and open mind. Be prepared to experience and experiment with the techniques. Be prepared to work the system. That's the first one. And the second is that you must be prepared to do the exercises. This is not a course on motivation. This is not a course on positive thinking. This is a course on mind powers. And mind powers must be awakened, they must be used, and they must be developed. The good news is the system is completely figured out for you. But you have to do the exercises. And if you're prepared to put in between 20 and 30 minutes doing the exercises that I teach you, if you're prepared to do that each and every day, and if you come into this training with a clear and open mind, then I welcome you to a transforming experience, because you're going to be demonstrating mind powers before this training is over.